Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. We're going through, it went through his top 10 in the last segment of their newly January rankings of the 2014 NHL Draft. And now we're going to talk about four players later on in their list that, you know, intrigue both Mark, his staff, as well as us. So, Mark, you know, right off the hop, one of the guys I'm curious to get your thoughts on is Adrian Kempe. Now, he started off back in September at 6 and has moved and sort of stabilized around the middle of the pack, around 15 for you, is a left-winger, plays for Moto in their junior 20 club. And tell me a little bit about this player and why your scouts and you have thought that he should probably stay around in that aspect of that of your overall list.
Yeah, Kempe is a big, big winger, big kid who works hard. You know, you just mentioned that he's dropped a little bit. That's probably just he lacks that elite, you know, high scoring end skills. But he's a gamer. This kid, his skating's good, even better than good. He's willing to throw his body around. He's an energy player. Maybe more of a shoot first mentality, but he's got a good shot. Effort level is evident. It can just be contagious at times. Probably not as physically dominating as a guy like a Tom Wilson or something like that, but he would have much more skill than a Tom Wilson. You know, he's willing to drive the net and do all those little things. The type of player that a coach would really like, because he'll go out and kind of that go through the wall for you type of guy. And following him is a guy we've talked about a little bit last year, but not in a while, and that's Goldobin with the Sarnia Sting. And if you just think about everything I just said about Kempe and reverse it, then we're talking more about a Goldobin. You know, Goldobin never saw a check probably that he wanted to make, but he's one of the most skilled players in this draft. Late birthday, he scored 30 goals last year. He's already passed that mark this year. Fantastic playmaker. This kid truly makes guys around him better. And you know, no offense to a guy like a Nick Latta who's playing on his line, but I can't see Nick Latta posting 25 goals at this point of the season with you know, some different line mates that might be around the league. So Goldobin is a guy who those points are consistent. They're no fluke. The points match the skill. The obvious question, I guess, will the points continue to be posted once he's playing against the bigger, stronger, and more physical players in the NHL? We're not waiting for him to make his first hit. You can count on one hand the amount he's made in the last 2 years. But what we want to see is just a consistent willingness to go into areas where he'll be willing to get hit and take the hit to make the play. He showed a little bit of that just this past weekend against a physical Plymouth team that didn't take it easy on him. So this is a guy, you know, he could end up being a steal, I guess, for someone, or, you know, maybe that boom or bust title that people label players with.
Well, Mark, a question I have about Nikolai, you know, and you have the obvious skill set. You know, you worry about, obviously, the fact that, you know, he's Russian. And, you know, in your mind as a scout, you want to take best player available. But that is an issue because of the KHL and his ability to go back home and make more money. And if you're an NHL club watching, looking at him, you know, and you guys have him on your list, I believe you're in the 26th overall. Does a guy like this end up falling into the second round, even though he's highly skilled, because, you know, the concerns you have about him in terms of his willingness to take a hit to make a play or go to the areas where he needs to against bigger, stronger, faster guys, and the fact that he's Russian and can just go over and play in the KHL, and, you know, in the end of the day, do you think that affects him and drops him into the second round?
I think it's been proven in the past history that the Russian factor plays in here. I think we saw it last year with Nikushin falling even to 10, and it's not like 10 was a huge drop, but I think that it played a part there. And I think it'll play a part for Goldobin. Just saw this morning, I believe it was, memory serves, 15th overall for NHL Central Scouting. I think he's going to be a hard player to predict where he might come off the board. I could see it being, you know, in late teens or around that area, or the 20s where we have him, or like you said, I could easily see him slip into the second round as well, because there's there's that one part of his game that's lacking a little bit, and there's a question mark. And he's not the only player in this draft with a question mark attached to him. But, you know, like you said, you throw the Russian tag on there too, and that definitely is a factor with some teams, especially some teams more than others, and will play a role here in where he eventually comes off the board. Despite that, he's a fun player to watch. This kid's just loaded with talent, and it's not just scoring ability. He's a great playmaker as well.
Yeah, I think the Russian factor is going to be a factor again in this draft. We've seen it drop a few players, and he could be another one.
Absolutely. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, about HockeyProspect.com's January rankings for the 2014 draft that were just released. And Mark, one of the next guys I want to get your thoughts on, I'm really curious. I know that you wanted to chat about him as well, and he's an intriguing player. And I'm curious to where he's going to fall in the draft, and that's Anthony DeAngelo from the Sarnia Sting. Not the biggest guy, but clearly he has, you know, the skill set to put him at 19th overall on your list. And why have you guys, you know, been intrigued by this player so far this season?
Yeah, I can't recall us talking about DeAngelo before off the top of my head. Really good skater with the Sarnia Sting, offensive mind and defenseman. This kid's got tons of tools, but he just needs to mature a little bit. You know, he wants to win so bad, and that's obviously a good thing, but he needs to learn to control his temper. He's got the poor body language at times on the ice, which is a pet peeve of mine for sure. You know, it's not going to totally kill his draft ranking with me or anything, but it frustrates me when I watch it. He's taken a lot of dumb penalties. He's been taking misconducts, 10-minute misconducts lately, a lot of them. And sometimes that kind of stuff is just overshadowing his high-end skills and all the good things he's doing as you're watching him. As I mentioned, really a great skater and a solid puck mover. His point speaks for themselves. He's still much better with the puck on his stick than he is when he doesn't have the puck. He'll have breakdowns in the D zones. It's still an area of concern for him. But when he's got the puck on his stick, this kid is a high-end player. I really felt he should have made the U.S. World Junior team, but who knows why he didn't, whether it's politics or something else. I don't know, but I think he would have helped him.
Yeah, I do too. I love his stick handling. I guess the one negative, Mark, is that there will be that bad turnover occasionally, and maybe they saw a few too many of those.
I mean,
yeah,
go ahead, Mark.
I think that, as I mentioned, if there's a weakness, it's when he doesn't have the puck and his breakdowns in his own end at time, just in coverage. He'll get running around a little bit of chasing, mm-hmm. Chasing the puck. And you know, there is some high risk at times even when he's controlling the puck. There'll be a little too much high risk instead of making a safe 8-10 foot pass. But still, the good outweighs the bad when he's possessing the puck.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on NHL Network Radio and Sirius XM. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're talking with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, going over some of the players in their top 30 list that was just released about a couple days ago, January 12th. And Mark, you know, going back to Anthony DeAngelo, you know, we look at offense, you know, the league in the NHL desperately needs and always does offensive defensemen that can be able to push the play up the ice, to jump into play, to make that great first pass, to be great in transition, to, you know, obviously quarterback the power play. And those are things I think, you know, DeAngelo is capable of doing. You know, the concern is always, of course, you know, without the puck and some risky plays. And does the fact that he's more of a power play type quarterback and more than 50% of his points come on the power play, will that, and he's like, I don't want to say he's one dimensional, but you know, he's clearly an offensive defenseman. Does that, you know, either push him up because offensive defensemen are so rare to find, or do teams get kind of scared off and think that, you know, he's not going to be able to learn or be able to play against NHL defensemen or NHL players as effectively, and that lowers him in the draft, because he's a guy that I'm unsure of where he's going to go?
Well, first of all, there's not too many D in this draft that are, you know, in my opinion, even worthy of the first round tag. I think he'll be the second defenseman taken after Ekblad. What number that'll be is it remains to be seen. But to answer your question, I mean, if you look at past history, Derek Pouliot was an offensive-minded guy. You know, even Morgan Riley was more offensive-minded. Ryan Murphy was definitely more offensive-minded. And we're talking about three players I just mentioned that were off the board before the 15th pick was made. So I expect DeAngelo to be in that top 15, 17, probably 20 at worst, especially, like I said, with the lack of D. You don't want to overdraft just because there's not as many D, but at the same time, if you've targeted a D and he's there, it's going to be hard to pass up his offense. He's got good vision. He makes smart decisions, and he's got great feet. He's able to create time and space for himself just with his skating ability.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio, Sirius XM NHL Network Radio. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, talking about some of the players in their newly released top 30 list, published January 12th. And Mark, the last guy I know you want to talk about is Julius Honka, and I know I've talked about him probably too much on the show already so far, from being out west in the Swift current Bronco. But tell me what your thoughts on him as a player and what your scouts think of him so far.
Yeah, you know, we have talked about him, and it goes back to last year where we saw a lot of him in three different tournaments. And this year we've got our Western guys getting their first chance to watch him play out in the WHL, and they're all really liking what they've seen. Obviously, he was in the World Junior, and that worked out pretty well for him. You know, I can't wait to get an official size and weight on this kid. We might have one soon. Though I can tell you that he's grown. For sure he's grown since I saw him for the first time last November in Ann Arbor. He's definitely grown because he looked like he was 5'9", at the top end of the scale over a year ago here. So I'm hoping we'll get an official height weight that the next couple of weeks here. There's a good chance maybe we will. But he's a smart player. He plays bigger than he is, whatever it comes in at. There's definitely no fear with this kid. Good offensive abilities. If you want to compare him to DeAngelo, he's not quite as good a skater as a DeAngelo, but, you know, he's not the one taking 10-minute misconducts either and that sort of thing. Smart outlet passes, moves the puck on time. And I've mentioned there's not many D-men in the first round with first-round grades as far as we're concerned in this draft, and this is one we like.
Well, you know, Mark, you look at, you know, his game, and I know there's the concern about, you know, we haven't had an accurate height weight on this kid yet, and size is always something, but at least he's feisty enough. But, I mean, I remember a guy, you know, a Nicholas Cronwall, who was a smaller defense when he was drafted, and he sort of grew up into his body a little bit, and not saying he's going to be Cronwall in any means, but does he have that chance to be the second or third defenseman drafted in the first round?
Yeah, for us, I think he'd for sure be in that top three. And listen, this is not something where I'm going to wait and see a height weight and drop him into the fifth or sixth round. It comes up 5'9.5" here. I'm just more curious than anything else because, like I said, when the first couple times I did see him, he did look like a much smaller defenseman. And just going by what I saw even towards Sochi at the end of last year, that he looked like he had started to gain some interest, much like the goalie, the Finnish goalie who helped get them gold.
Yeah, Saros.
Saros. When I saw Saros in Ann Arbor and then saw Saros at the Combine in late May, he had definitely grown.
Well, you know, I'm really intrigued with how your list ends up unfolding as it gets towards June, but you know, we're going to take great interest in a lot of the players that you've mentioned, and we'll keep an eye on them and see where it goes from there. But thank you once again, Mark, for coming on our show. We always appreciate your great insight, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
That's Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. It's another edition of Hockey Prospect Radio, and we will see you at the rink.